Over a three-day weekend in August and then again in September, U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agents stopped vehicles in the southbound lanes of Interstate 93 in the town of Woodstock, New Hampshire. They asked people their immigration status, but border agents also used trained canines on passing cars. These dogs can detect both stowaway passengers as well as drugs. During the highway checkpoints, agents detained more than 30 people on immigration violations, and in conjunction with the Woodstock Police Department, made an even larger number of arrests after the dogs detected marijuana. The legal question now before a Plymouth District Court judge is if that evidence, the small amounts of pot, can be used against defendants in state court. The ACLU of New Hampshire has filed motions on behalf of 16 legal U.S. residents still facing drug charges. They contend that under the state's constitution, drug-sniffing dogs can only be used when there is a warrant or reasonable suspicion. Border Patrol agents, they say, had neither when they used the dogs on all passing cars. And therefore, any evidence they found is inadmissible in these cases. Gilles Bissonnette is with the ACLU.
This case is about really the fundamental proposition that when you're in state court and the government is seeking to enforce state drug laws, the state constitution must apply. It is our state's most sacred text. And here, it was completely discarded.
State prosecutors take a very different view. Gabriel Nezedek told the judge that once drug-sniffing dogs alerted Border Patrol agents to possible narcotics, it established probable cause. And that probable cause can be transferred from federal agents to local police, such as those from Woodstock who were on scene. He added that under the Fourth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, Border Patrol agents can use dogs during immigration checkpoints.
While it is true that the CBP must comply if they are performing a state function, they are not performing a state function. They are performing a federal function. And because they are performing a federal function, federal law controls in this arena.
All 16 defendants were in the courtroom, but weren't called to testify and have been asked by the ACLU not to comment to the media. After 3 hours of arguments yesterday, the judge didn't issue an immediate ruling. It's likely that the losing party in the case will appeal the decision to a higher state court. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.